welcome to the Hometown Real Estate Heroes Podcast. My name is Mitch Steven, and I am the founder, the sponsor, and sometimes even the host of this podcast. And this podcast is designed specifically to help you achieve your financial freedom, no matter where you have to go to find that independence. Our mission is to help you fire your boss and quit your job so that you can free up 2,600 hours a year to find out who you're supposed to be and to become the person you are supposed to become on this planet. So I invite you to subscribe, like, and share so that you can watch others that are on their way or have already accomplished this financial independence and are well on their way to becoming the person they are supposed to be. If you know of a guest that should be on this podcast, please go to 1000houses.com. That's 1000houses.com/podcast2. That's the number 2, /apply.
Welcome to this episode of Hometown Real Estate Heroes. Today we are speaking with KK Singh. He is the owner and founder of Grow Rich Capital. So Grow Rich Capital is a way for you to invest in multifamily housing. So we're going to talk to him today about how he got his business started and what you can expect if you work with him. So welcome to the show, KK.
Thank you very much for having me, Miranda, on your show.
Yeah. So first of all, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what encouraged you to start this business? So why did you decide that this was the business path for you?
Well, I came here from India back in 2000 as a Microsoft certified system engineer, and lost my job after 9/11 and got into the gas station business because I had friends in the gas station business. And so they helped me get into the gas station business. Actually, after getting, I liked the business, and we grew from there. And the gas station was in Indianapolis with partnership with my friend. And we lost the lease after about 6 months again. So I moved to Fort Wayne and bought a gas station here in Fort Wayne downtown, and moved to Fort Wayne. And that's where we started our gas station career, and been in that gas station business for the last 20 years. Still have all those gas stations. I have 8 gas stations, a couple of laundromats, and a banquet hall. And back in 2015, somebody here from our community, he offered me a portfolio of 33 single family houses, and he had his son had 7, so he wanted to sell me those 40 single family houses, and he gave me a good deal, and we bought those 40 single family houses and started managing to learn the business. So he promised to help me for a year to learn the business, but I found in 10 days that he was all old school. He was doing with pen and pencil, and I was Microsoft certified system engineer and decided to do it my way, and I did let him go after 10 days.
Oh, wow.
So I learned the business myself, managed those houses myself for 5 years. And last year in May, we sold all those 40 single family houses as a portfolio and 10x'd our money.
Nice.
And getting into multifamily was also kind of by accident. After getting into single family, I decided that I actually had a passion for real estate. I never knew, though I owned some real estate of the gas station, laundromat, and other real estates, but I never knew the rental business is so passionate and how the wealth grows. So I started investing passively back in 2016. So I am invested in 13 properties as of today. And Also, I am a general partner in 5 properties. So I overall, I have about 3,300 doors under my belt.
Oh, wow. So what was kind of then, how does Grow Rich Capital work then? Is that a way for you to grow your real estate portfolio, or is it more of an investment opportunity for other people to invest in a portfolio that you have?
The name of our company that owned all the single family houses was Hoosier Rentals. And mm-hmm. I had my nephew and my daughter partners with me on that. And when I started investing in multifamily, I started investing passively on my independent name, my individual name. So I didn't have any company. But when I decided to go as a general partner, so I formed this Grow Rich Capital. And the name came from Think and Grow Rich. That was the book I read. Mm-hmm. And it was gifted to me by Rod Cleave. And I liked the name. And I read that book. I loved that book. And I decided to name my company with Grow Rich Capital.
Okay, yeah. So you kind of wanted to take that next step then. I assume you talked about passive investing and moving passively. So have you kind of made that shift in most of your real estate business dealings so that it's mostly passive on your end now and less active?
No, that's not true, because mm-hmm. I started investing passively because at that time I was also managing gas stations, laundromats, mm-hmm. And also the 40 single family houses. Mm-hmm. So I invested in 7 deals before I got to the GP side.
Okay.
So slowly I started moving back in 2015. I started moving towards multifamily. So my son-in-law came from Canada back in 2017. I handed over my laundromat and gas station business to him. So I was managing only single family. I had more time to study and attend webinars and go to live events all over the nation. I joined some educational programs because I transitioned in 5 years from running a gas station to being a general partner in the multifamily deals. So now I am a kind of a full-time multifamily guy because I sold also my single family. I quit managing the laundromat and the gas station business back in 2017 when my son-in-law came. So after that, I was managing only single family. And last year, I sold those as well. So I'm full-time multifamily investor and a syndicator.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So what were some of the obstacles then that you had to overcome as you're growing this business and kind of making this shift from managing the gas stations, managing the laundromats, managing all these single family? What were some of the obstacles you had to overcome as you built up this business where you could become a partner and do this multifamily all the time?
Well, when I decided to move on from investing investing passively to the general partnership side to getting actively involved in the deals, I had a problem finding good operators because I didn't know many. I hadn't personally met them, so I didn't have a good track record of being friends or know each other more. So why would somebody, and I focused on capital raising. So I had never done that before. So why would some good operator? So to overcome that obstacle, I had to join a mastermind.
Oh, okay.
And I joined that mastermind and I got to access to 50 elite national operators where we met 3 times a year. That way I get to know each other a lot better when we spend 3 days together. So, and one of them offered me to raise capital for his deal, and I raised capital for his deal and got onto the active side.
So joining this mastermind then allowed you to meet people who could help you further your business.
Correct.
Yeah. So is that something that you recommend to other people? I mean, do you find joining those mastermind like very valuable? Was it worth the time and the cost that you put into it?
I think it's worth every penny as long as you know what you're looking for. Some people want to join these kind of groups to increase their education. It's not educational. It's all about making a relationship, knowing each other. I mean, you're spending 3 days with the person as compared to you're meeting somebody on a Zoom call, mm-hmm. and you want them to try to trust you that you will be able to do what you say. Mm-hmm. So once you're spending 3 days with them, then they know you better. What's your pros? What you're looking for? What you want to specialize in? If you want to specialize in capital raising or asset management or finding deals, whatever you bring to the table.
Yeah. So then, how did you find? How would you go about finding the right mastermind then? Now you mentioned, you know, you have to know what you want. You have to know what you're looking for. So how did you find this mastermind, and how do other people find masterminds that will meet their business goals?
There are a few. There aren't too many. There are, I think, maybe 3 or 4 masterminds of that level in United States, and they are not cheap. They're not cheap, but they're very helpful if you want to go to the next level. So I wanted to transition from a passive investor to an active investor. Okay. And I had attended several Rod Cleave's live boot camps. I knew him personally, and I met a lot of these members in the boot camps already. And my next step was, let's get into the mastermind. And also that helped me to know a lot of good operators and even learn more new things that I didn't know at that time. So, and also gave me an opportunity to talk to other good operators and tell them my story and see what they want and see what I have to offer. So because I had a good track record, I was a successful entrepreneur. I knew a lot of accredited investors and people trust me. So I thought, okay, this is something that I'm going to focus. And I also read in one of the books, I don't remember which book I read that, but they said that money is the key in this mm-hmm. business. Yeah. As long as you can bring money to the table, You can have a deal. You can have somebody do the asset management. You can have somebody underwrite for you. So I decided to focus on the money.
Very nice. So you kind of figured out the best way for you to reach your goals and kind of took that path. So you mentioned joining the mastermind and how it helped you find operators and connect with people. What are some of the other strategies that you use right now to help you grow your business? And you mentioned, you know, 10xing, and you've mentioned growing it, and you have that Facebook group about talking about how you can join your Facebook group, and it's called 10X Multifamily Investment Group. People can join it. So what are some of the strategies that you have put into place to allow you to do that, to allow you to grow your business and allow you to be in a position to 10X that investment?
And all I am looking at is educating the investors, whether they invest with me or not. I don't expect them, every investor, to invest with me if they have talked, but I want to bring to a one-on-one conversation.
Right.
I somebody put a post on my Facebook group this morning, and I have a Calendly link. I always just type CLL and type it, right. It goes there. So he scheduled a call. He's just starting out. He's not going to invest with me, but he might know somebody who will invest with me.
Right.
So all I'm trying to do is to grow my network, whichever way I can do. So I do podcasts. I'm very active on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. I have got that Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I try to be on the panels on some Zoom calls. Now it's Zoom calls and now not a lot of live events there.
Right.
So, and also I do offer some, I coach and I coach for free.
Oh, very nice. I was going to say, so you find one of the strategies you have for growing your business is to grow your network and to be generous with your time and your knowledge.
Correct. I love to share my knowledge with my friends, my network, my Facebook group members, and whoever wants to have a chat with me, share, they go to my calendar. That way I'm slowly building up my network as well. And network is your net worth.
Right. Yes, I like that. So what other strategies have you used to grow your business? Now you mentioned, you do the back end, you're a tech guy. So are there any particular tools that you find help you with your business and make your business more efficient?
Yes, there aren't new tools. They're the same tools that everybody else uses. But I have built up this system. When somebody goes to my website and enters their information, they can listen to my podcast. They can see my portfolio. And if they enter their information, it goes automatically to my CRM. Then CRM automatically sends them an email. And then they schedule a call. All I want them bring face to face. And once they come face to face, then I ask them to give some background, and then I know what I need to talk. So whether they are trying to get some knowledge from me or they want to invest with me, and then I build up my CRM and take notes and everything. And so that way, and then I send a newsletter every month or so. It's not regularly every month, but I do send out newsletters and then a monthly reports on my other properties. So it's a kind of a snowball effect. So in my first deal, I had only 8 investors. And in the second deal, I had 16. In the third deal, I had 22. In the fourth deal, I have 25. In the third, I have 30. And half of them are the older ones. And they bring half.
Oh, okay. So you have it set up so that you have the results. And so the next time you do a deal, people who have already seen results from your previous deals, go ahead, bring those folks back in.
Yep.
Like bring new folks in.
In every deal I have, since I have started, 50% of the investors are the older investors, and 50% of them, I get new investors. That way I'm building up an investor base. And then I communicate, I talk to them face to face and see where they are going. And most of the deals I have done so far are 506C. So I can advertise on LinkedIn, Facebook. I can offer it to first time comers. I even have investors from foreign countries.
Wow. So being able to kind of automate that system, right, where you talk about they can come to your site and there are all of these automations set up where they automatically get funneled toward you. That really kind of helps free you up to do the things that you do best. Is that correct?
Yep. Once they come to my website, they fill up that form. It comes to my CRM. Then my CRM sends them an email with my link to schedule a call. And if they don't do it in the first time, then it sends after 2 weeks or I think 10 days, it sends another email until they come face to face with me.
Nice. Right. And then, while this is all happening in the background, you can go ahead and you can put together new deals or you can meet with people and you don't have to worry about trying to do all the scheduling stuff.
And Miranda, I like to do everything myself.
Okay.
I know people like to leverage. I have seen what you do yourself. I had a virtual assistant for my social media, but she always messed up. So when you're writing something, when you're writing some content on your own, as compared to some professional guy, your own content works better than some professional people writing that down. And people can easily judge whether it's coming from KK or the virtual assistant.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And I have compared that my own content, my own posts get a lot of response as compared to the virtual assistants.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. So you find that authenticity is also one of the big strengths for your business.
That's correct.
So, you mentioned that part of the reason you got into real estate in the first place was you kind of entered into real estate through the gas station business and through people you knew in the gas station business. So you've talked about your network being your net worth. So how has being connected with family and friends helped you along your way?
First of all, I don't have many of my family here.
Okay.
I have my nephew, that's it.
Okay.
The rest of my family is in India. So kind of the people I know for 20 years, they're in business with me, they know me. Mm-hmm. And that's how I grew I made a list. I went through my contact list on my phone. I made a list of, I think, 200 people that I thought were accredited investors. I have a lot of sales reps, et cetera, in my contact list. I know they are not accredited investors. They may not be because of my business. I have that on my contact list, but they don't have money to invest. So, but I went through my people I know, people I went to school with. I went to one of the best schools in India. So I have a lot of doctor friends here. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends has brought me about 10 investors.
Oh, okay.
One person brought 10 investors.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in about 2 years. And he has invested in every deal with me.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that kind of helped you. So in terms of having those network connections that you made at school, but then followed you over here when you came to the US, has really helped you grow your business then.
Yes. Almost 10 of my class fellows, mm-hmm. classmates are in the US and they are at higher posts. Either they are doctors or engineers or they have businesses. And a lot other from my school, they are not my classmates. Either they were senior to me or they are junior to me. A lot of them are here in the United States. And then they refer others.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So when you are with your business, with your Grow Rich Capital, you take care of finding the deals and then other people invest in those deals. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
Okay, so tell me how that works. Yeah.
I have chosen some good operators. I know a lot of good operators. And I get on the deals when the deal is under contract. I don't find deals. I do underwrite them, but they are already underwritten. They are already under contract. And then they approach me to raise capital for them.
Okay, so then you raise capital from investors for these other deals.
Correct.
Okay, I wasn't sure exactly how you flowed that through. Okay.
Yeah, I have been focusing on capital raising, building up my investor base rather than finding deals. Okay. So there are other operators, and they are the ones. I'm on the asset management team of everyone, but I'm not the main asset manager on those properties, so that I can focus much on building up my network.
Okay. So as this goes, then you mentioned being a partner. How do you decide what kind of qualities do you look for when you are trying to find a partner and trying to decide who to work with then?
Well, most of my partners, I have known them for a while. Mm-hmm. Either I have followed them or met them a few times before. I do check their track record, if they have gone through a full cycle. And they own all my partners own multiple properties. So more than 10.
Okay.
And they have been through the full cycles also. They have performed well. They have a good track record in the market. So that's where it comes to that multi-family mastermind again.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they know me, I know them. And then if I think I can do 4 deals, I've done 3 deals last year, 2 deals. No, the year before I did 3 deals. Then last year we did only 2 deals. And this year we might do 3 deals again. So if one operator doesn't have a deal, I get deals all the time from the operators that I have never worked with before also. But I have the net worth, I have the liquidity. So it's not just raising capital. I can sign the loan as well. I can provide the net worth as well. So whatever they want, somebody called me today. They just want me to sign the loan because I have net worth. They can raise the money. They found the deal and everything. So that way I can be a partner that way as well.
Okay, so you have kind of multiple avenues for you to kind of grow that wealth and be involved in different kind of real estate pies.
Yes. So, for example, one of my partners, they did only one deal last year. So if I'm only with one, then I would have done only one deal.
Right.
And that way, if you do only one deal, then you have other investors ready to invest. They can't invest in this deal. Maybe down the road in 2 months, they'll be ready. So you got to keep doing deals.
That makes sense. So the way you keep those deals coming is through your network, right? The fact that you're always growing your network, you're always working on making sure that you have that network out there so that you have deals in the pipeline.
Correct. Keep underwriting and I don't like all of the deals. They are under contract. They have underwritten. I don't like them.
So what happens if, and so then you don't sign on it, right? If you don't,
no,
like
I don't
the deal.
Sign on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't sign on every deal I get. No. Even if the people I have done deals with, I sometimes say, oh no, I'm not interested in this market because I have a written criteria.
Okay. Yeah. So,
if that deal doesn't qualify my criteria, I won't be on that deal, even if I have done deals before with the same partners.
Okay, that makes sense. So do you think having that written criteria and kind of distancing yourself from the emotion like helps you make better decisions about which deals you take?
Correct. I follow my criteria. So the person I talked to today, he wanted me to raise capital and sign the loan as well. I said, oh, your deal doesn't meet my criteria. So I will sign the loan. I will provide the net worth and the liquidity, but I can't raise because I can tell you that I have been trying to educate because I have a list of 42 questions that I ask. I used to ask as when I was a passive investor, then I have 5 red flags that I would never invest in those. So one of them is that if there is no preferred return, I wouldn't invest. So I have been educating my investors that if there is no preferred return, the operator does not have an initiative to meet some benchmark. So I don't invest in, I have never, out of 13 deals, I have never invested in a deal where there's no preferred return.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a red flag for me. So I told this guy, I know him for a long time. I said, I'll sign the loan. I'll provide the liquidity, but I will not raise the capital because I have been educating my investors that this is a red flag. And how do I go back to my investors and say, now I'm on this deal. But unfortunately, this deal doesn't have a preferred return.
Right. And I think that makes a lot of sense to be able to say, hey, I have this criteria, I have these red flags, and that kind of helps you limit the risk for your business.
Correct.
All right. Well, So as we wrap up here, what is one thing that you would tell somebody who wants to invest in real estate now? What is the one thing that you would tell them to help them get started?
Invest in yourself before you invest in any kind of real estate.
Okay, that makes sense. Like what? Yeah. So are you talking about like...
Educate yourself.
If you're
investing in a single family or multifamily or passively or actively, educate yourself.
Okay. That's awesome. That makes a lot of sense.
I didn't do that. I didn't do it because I didn't even ask for the financials when we bought this. I didn't even hire an attorney when we bought this 40 single family. The person who sold us, he's very respected in our community and we trusted him, whatever he said. But I don't expect everybody to be like him, or I don't suggest somebody not to do their homework before buying any kind of real estate.
Okay, that makes sense. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been KK Singh. He is the owner and founder of Grow Rich Capital. Thank you for joining us today on the Hometown Real Estate Heroes podcast. Can you tell everybody where to go to find you online?
I'm very easy to find. They can go to LinkedIn. I have my email and my cell phone number on my profile, and they can go to growrichcapital.com. They can email me at info@growrichcapital.com, or easiest way is they can go to Facebook, 10X Multifamily Investment Group. That's my group, and they can reach me out there as well.
Very great. Well, thank you so much. And thank you all for joining us today. Please hit subscribe so that you never miss an episode of Hometown Real Estate Heroes. And we will talk to you next time. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Marina.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is Mitch Stephen, and I would like to thank all the listeners for tuning into the Hometown Real Estate Heroes podcast. If you would like to be a guest on our show, please go to 1000houses.com/podcast, /apply. We invite all our listeners to share our Hometown Real Estate Heroes podcast. And also, we'd appreciate it if you'd rate and or review our show wherever you listen to your podcast. It would be greatly appreciated. It is our mission to spotlight local real estate entrepreneurs that are killing it in their market and to highlight their strategies and their personal story. It is our intention to help real estate investors learn and grow. Please be sure to subscribe because we are sure that you will find very valuable nuggets in our content-driven episodes. This podcast is my way of giving back, and I would like to personally thank all of the Hometown Real Estate Heroes that have participated or that intend to participate. And I'd like to thank all of our listeners and hope that you tune in and share this with your friends and family often. Thank you very much. We're out of here.